Lower-income neighborhoods often struggle to attract and keep grocery stores. Corporations might hesitate to make such a big investment. And when they do, residents lose access to fresh, healthy food. In Columbus's Franklinton neighborhood, a health center is trying to help with the city's first nonprofit grocery store. Janetta Thomas lives five houses down from the Lower Lights Christian Health Center.
I just had to go last night to get avocados from Kroger's to make some guacamole.
That Kroger is across the Scioto River in the Brewery District, 2.5 miles away. And she has to walk because she doesn't have a car. There's an Aldi store, but it's still more than a mile away. She's looking forward to fresh food close to home.
Because it's healthier and I have to watch my sugar and my cholesterol and like being able just to walk to get fresh produce or fresh fruit would be better than having to find a way to go to the grocery store.
The new store is called Jubilee Market and Cafe, and it's considered the city's first nonprofit grocery store. It was supposed to open last October, but construction difficulties delayed the process, according to store manager Susan Huff.
We have frozen food cases. We'll have produce coming soon here along this back wall. And then we have flex refrigeration. We have dairy products, milk, eggs, cheese, cottage cheese, sour cream.
That's a fairly typical grocery list, but their business model is something different. Huff says they'll offer discounts to people who qualify, but they need some customers to pay full price in order to stay afloat.
How we're addressing that is just them to show us their identification, and we don't have to speak out loud their names or anything. The cashiers will be trained to enter their name into the software system, and everything is loaded so that the customer's name pops up, and it gives the cashier a prompt at whether or not they would receive 15 or 20% discount, and then they just apply that discount.
Huff says they're also somewhat unique in that most of their customers will be walking to the store.
Some of our things are in smaller packaging, smaller portions, things like that. Part of the obstacle that people have is just being able, if they walk to the store, being able to get what they need and go home.
Huff is working on a workforce development program that will teach people the ins and outs of the grocery business. They're also using a partnership with Ohio State Dietetics to help educate customers on eating well.
Interns there will be here on site donating their time, working with us and working with our clients, our customers, to be able to help educate them.
On top of fresh produce, Huff says they'll also offer convenience store staples like gum, chips, and chocolate bars. Huff says that's because even healthy eaters don't eat healthy all the time.
If I don't have those things, then I can't bring people in because people may avoid what we're doing here just on the pretense of, oh, all they have there is healthy food. And then we don't have the opportunity to be able to show them what it is that we have and then to possibly educate them about what may be better for them.
The grocery store is also a cafe. The nonprofit's Ann Sheely says they hope to make it a neighborhood hub.
We love people, just like a Panera. Come in and spend a couple hours.
Dana McCain lives in Franklinton and frequents the health center. He's excited to buy produce in his own neighborhood.
We have to go pretty far to get that. So we're looking forward to having a place. It's actually just like a block and a half from our house where we can get fresh fruit and vegetables.
Grocery store manager Susan Huff hopes hundreds of people will eventually get their groceries at Jubilee Market and Cafe every week. Customers get their first chance when the store opens Wednesday at noon. Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.